This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Ke we ganze botlholo Ntsitsi Marute joining us online, and the founder of software developer Kids ICT. She'll be transferring her ICT skills to kids from disadvantaged communities aged 7 years to 17 years. Ke ganze, hi, you good?
Hi, I'm good, and yourself?
I'm free, thank you so much for asking. Ntsitsi, are you well?
I'm well, thank you so much. And yourself?
All good. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us, guys. I mean, it looks like you're doing something very amazing here. It may be a little bit intimidating to old geezers like myself, ICT, transferring ICT skills. Tell us a little bit about the software developer, Kids in ICT. What's that about? Guys, let's start with you.
Okay, so Kids in ICT, NPO that I have founded back in 2015. So I'm from the rural areas of Northwest in a small town called Zerust. So growing up, Koko Zerust, we didn't have much variety when it came to career. I only got to know of fields like IT, software development, and so on when I came to Cape Town. So after completing my studies here, I thought I should be taking these skills and then transfer them back home to the kids back home. Boki weekends, they needed... that person who went through a journey that she never thought she could go through. So I just wanted to enable them to have someone who kabarayang ari, let's try this. If it doesn't work out, then there's so many careers out there.
So, I mean, what you're doing now is transferring skills to the 7 years to 17 years since September. So you, what are you teaching the kids exactly as far as ICT is concerned, especially the little ones?
So on Kids in ICT, we have two classes. We have the junior class and then we have the senior class. So my junior class is about 7 years to 11 years. So we start them with basic computer skills. As we know, those skills. So we start them with basic computer skills. Then we upgrade them into Scratch. And then from Scratch, then we try HTML and CSS with them.
Mm.
And then with our... senior cohort, we start them with, we're just going to assume for Leboni they don't have computer skills. So that's the first thing that we start with, basic computer skills.
Certainly.
Then they do this web development full stack.
Tsitsi, tell us about Guardian Health. What is it about? I mean, you're in a male-dominated space, you're data scientist and data engineer, but Guardian Health, what is it all about?
So Guardian Health is a data science for health company. So it actually started with us focusing on maternal issues, like actually telling what the risk of women to have C-sections are so that risk could be mitigated earlier. And also being able to tell if a woman is going to have a fetal abnormality or not.
But
it has grown quite big from that. So now we're actually focusing more as well on issues such as booking systems and digital filing systems for patients, both in private and public, so that patients can be able to have their records whenever they need to have them, whenever they are referred, so that, you know, you don't have to go and create a new file and all of that stuff, and people don't have your history, so they can't really make informed decisions based on your historical information. We have virtual appointments. We have digital prescriptions. So it's a bit of an ecosystem now that just aids the health sector and makes health services to be more accessible to patients.
Particularly during this time, when at city, isn't it? Where everything else is virtual and that we don't have as much physical contact as we'd like to.
Definitely, yeah. So it was incredibly motivated by that as well, to say this is something that we definitely have to do because of everything that's happening. We have seen forced social distancing, but also there are so many issues in our current health sector. It definitely needs help. Resource planning in the public health sector. How do we help out so that their workloads are not as bad? How do we make sure that people can ask for community health workers to actually go and visit them instead of them going to the clinics? So it's a large platform that we're just trying to help out the public sectors and the private sectors, depending on the needs that they need in the various sectors.
And You're one of the top 15 young geeks in South Africa. You've been selected as one of that's a very intimidating title. Do you feel any pressure at all? I mean, that's a huge attainment. It's a massive achievement, isn't it?
It is. To be honest, I'm quite honored because I looked at the profiles of everyone and I was just like, I don't know how I made it there, but I'm really honored and grateful.
Yeah. And I'm looking at, I mean, what you're doing for the kids, code intelligent and kids in ICT and code intelligence. These young people, I mean, obviously we are talking about access to resources, to their laptops, to their smartphones and everything else. How are they receiving these skills that you are giving them, particularly in areas that you've spoken about, Wuzirasti and such areas? How are they receiving this amazing training that you're giving?
So with kids in ICT, like the ones that are in still in school, like your primary is up to high school, habana that much knowledge when it comes to it. So they just appreciate the fact that they're able to build those mini programs, and then it's a very fulfilling thing. Hubona, their faces beam up, habashibile, programs that they have built themselves. So on that level, it's something I'm pretty grateful for. They're going to finish their matric knowing very well what software development is. So if they happen to pursue a career in software development after matric, they know exactly what they're getting themselves into. And then with Codetelligent, it's similar as kids in ICT, just that I'm taking those ones, matriculants up to 30 years, give up skill for about 3 months to 6 months, and then try to place them through internships where they could have that work experience. And then from that 6 months, work experience, and then they are on their own. They have to utilize everything at their disposal to make sure where they want to be.
So it's
something fulfilling, taking someone with zero coding skills, and then in 6 months' time or in 3 months' time, you have turned that person into a software developer.
Certainly. Guys, just in literally 15 seconds, your contact details, how do people reach you? Let's start with Gilganze,
Okay. On all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, it's Kids in ICT, and the other page is Codetelligent, and also both websites are running.
Lovely stuff, Tsitsi. Great stuff. Tsitsi, how do people reach you?
On Twitter, I have a really long name, so I think let me just give my email, maybe primrosemarote@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it. We wish you all the best.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.